1017.
Go ahead.
Bob, what is your analysis chart, if you have it, surface analysis chart show for Hawaii today?
Stand by on that. Deck, according to the...
is that using your turn? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead on that, Jake.
I was going to say, using your terminator time as a partial mark for where Hawaii ought to be, it looks like that cyclonic circulation at the north end of the cloud bank I described approaching that area would be just about on the Hawaiian Islands. I'm curious if they're getting some weather out there now.
Stand by right now. I've got my weatherman right beside me here.
Also, that major front we talked about last night is being east and south of Japan has progressed even farther and is maybe 20 degrees longitude, about 20 degrees longitude from the Hawaiian Islands. And I'm making some guesses on exactly where Hawaii is.
Roger, Jack. We got nothing adverse in the Hawaiian area at all. Just a lot of winds, high winds and surface roughness, but we don't have any bad cloud area in the Hawaiian area. I'll get the Hickam sequence report here shortly, Jack.
Okay, on a little bit. Our zero phase point is now centered just a little south of the disturbance near the Solomon Islands, and I see no distinct change in the intensity of that zero phase point over what I talked about a couple hours ago.
Roger, Jack. The Solomon's Island disturbance and everything is confirmed on this chart that I've got. It's very definitely confirmed in there.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's a lot more obvious today than it was yesterday, but even then it was showing pretty strong circulation. It's starting to wrap up, look very much like Cerise did yesterday.
Roger, I'm sure of that. The one right off Vietnam is also pretty tight, isn't it, still?
Well, we can't see that one yet.
Okay.
Australia in general is still very clear, except in the north. Eastern portions where it looks like they've got scattered clouds, but it looks like a pretty nice over Australia.
Raj, looks that way from the satellite photo from the last couple of days. Looks pretty nice down there.
Right.
This is Apollo Control. It's 71 hours, 46 minutes. Weather reporter Schmidt is 188,524 nautical miles from Earth. And the spacecraft from which he is observing is traveling at a speed of 2,392 feet per second.
Jack, and looking at the sequence reports for Hickam and Hilo in that area, it looks like they just got their standard 3,500 scattered, 4,500 broken clouds, maybe a rain shower or two, but just their standard tropical puffy clouds.